It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan, ahead of the Paul W. Smith Show at 6 on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. We are headed to the Paul W. Show in the 6 a.m. hour. Before we get there, though, a couple things. We're going to talk about the importance of, yesterday we covered work-life balance and trying to achieve it. Well, today we're covering one of the things you can do if you're really focused on trying to get there to that work-life balance, and that is to have something else to do in your spare time, something that takes you away from the everyday minutiae and the everyday grind, whatever it may be. And we refer to those kinds of activities most often as a hobby. Don't have one? Curious about having one? How do you find one? How do I find what hobby I'm interested in? We'll cover that in a minute. Before we get to that, though, Mark, covering a hobby of yours, and that is following football. I know following sports in general, you're a big sports guy, as am I. And big news, Aaron Rodgers headed to the Jets.
We like that.
It's going to make it fun. You know, I was really young, but I do have memories of the Joe Namath days there. Where was it, 69, when the Jets won the Super Bowl last?
Yeah, yep, yeah.
Those were exciting times in New York. It's a cool team. Aaron Rodgers, while I've got mixed feelings about him personally, you know, I find him interesting, that's for sure, a different kind of guy. But he's going to make it fun.
Yeah, he's still got some years left.
He does, and they've built a nice team there, got a good coach, and it ought to be interesting to watch those guys. It'll be fun. Those are the kinds of things, by the way, that make watching NFL football exciting and fun. You got to have, I don't want to call Aaron Rodgers a villain, but, you know, he's kind of that guy, you know? He fills that kind of role. And so he's a fun guy to beat.
Yeah. And he won't be wearing Broadway Joe's number. He offered it to him, but he said, no, I'm going to go with number 8. I'm going to wear number 8. That was my number at Cal, and I'm not taking 12. So,
all right.
And the Lions don't have to face him, so that's another good thing.
That's good. That's good. It would be fun to face him, that's for sure. But either way, it's going to be fun to watch him. You know, when there's a Jets game that's going to be on, we'll be dialed in. And, of course, I referred to watching football as a hobby. And, of course, if you love football and you really get into it and you get to know the players and you get to know the teams and the statistics and the schedules and the, you know, how teams are faring and who's likely headed to the playoffs and beyond and so on, that's something that can take you away as a hobby, if you will, from, as I say, that everyday grind. And it's really important to do that in the context of work-life balance because it's important to give your mind a chance to, and your body, physically, mentally, a chance to unwind a bit and get distracted by something that gives you peace and solace and kind of rejuvenates you so you can get back at the everyday grind.
Yep.
Jeff, it's because hobbies live in the pleasure world. We don't have to master anything in our hobby, right?
That's an
excellent
point.
So the beauty of just, the beauty of knowing that whatever your hobby is, whether it's watching football or gardening or baking or running or whatever it is, golf, you don't necessarily have to master it. We can just enjoy it because there's something about it that we enjoy.
Well, there's no measure. There's no there.
That's
if you're working at your business or whatever it may be, there's goals, there's targets, there's ways to measure success. If you're interested in gardening, or if you're interested in guitar, or if you're interested in whatever it may be, really, it's your own standard of measurement. No one's expecting any kind of specific performance levels out of you. You don't have to, there's no key metrics going on here. And so it's really just about you enjoying it. That's the whole point, by the way. And one of the things they say about finding a hobby that works in your life is that you shouldn't measure it like that. It should be in the enjoyment category.
Mm-hmm. And, the only thing you should be looking for is how it makes you feel.
Exactly. Exactly. And so one of the key things they talk about when they say you need to have a hobby in your life, how do you find one, is that you first need to ask yourself, for my hobby, how do I want to feel? That was the first thing that they said you should do to take stock like that. There are hobbies like, you know, motorcycles, motorcycle riding, motorcycle touring, motorcycle racing. So if you want to be in motorcycles, you could get in a way that's purely low key. I want to feel peace. I want to get out and feel the open road kind of thing. Well, that's motorcycle touring. But if you want to be more aggressive and actually try to drive towards some kind of outcome or goal, you could get into motorcycle racing. So first figure out, how do I want to feel as a result of engaging in a certain hobby. I think that's hugely, hugely important as you enter into whatever hobby you choose. Secondly, look to your friends, look to your colleagues, look to social media to see what they're doing to get inspiration. You might find, you know, there's affinity associated with people you follow and you're in a social media context with. Check out their hobbies. You might get inspired by something they're doing. That's a good way to find it. Start small. Don't start big. Start small. Interested in gardening? Don't take on a 100-acre garden the first year. Plant a few tomato plants. See how it works for you the first time. And then
Low budget. Small and low budget. It doesn't need to be huge.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So getting a hobby, it's now become a thing where in today's crazy world, really has actually become an important way to make our way through lives that make us feel whole and complete. And so, I don't know, you got a hobby, Kristen?
I mean, I'd say gardening would be my hobby. Yeah. I used to be a big runner, so running used to be my hobby. Yeah. How about you, Jeff?
Mark, I do. I have a lot of hobbies. I have a little farm. I've got my apple orchard. I get out in nature. I love being in nature. That's a big hobby for me. Sailing, boating, big hobby for me. Those are the kinds of things I like to do. Get out in nature. Mark?
I'm interested in what Ann has as a hobby.
All right, Ann, you got a hobby.
Well, good morning. Yes, good morning. To garden and I like to read. So... yes,
you
I
know
do.
That's beautiful, and that seems like you. Gardening is one of the top hobbies, by the way, top three for people.
So. Because it's something beautiful comes from it. You know, you actually see yourself creating something, so it's a lot of fun to do.
All right, get a hobby. That's our tip for the day. Our other tip for the day is make sure you tune into the Paul W. Show, and Paul and the gang will be up next right here on WJR. Stick with us. We'll be back with more right after news, weather, and sports. Paul W. Show coming up.